Okay. I encourage everyone to actually, what we're going to do, so before I even suggest what I would invite you to do, is I am going to now take you on a channel journey, a meditation journey, and allow you to experience your expanded self. Now, we all experience a journey differently, but the most important thing is before we start, to be comfortable. To be comfortable, which means that you don't necessarily have to sit in the chair. We have a room. You can go lay down. If you would prefer, you can put your legs up on the wall, whatever works for you. And this is part of what I encourage you to check in with. If you're going to meditate, go on a journey, go into an altered state, go into an expanded state or an intuitive state, you want to start by looking around. You want to start by recognizing where you are and just checking in with where you are. And from that place, we start by checking in with where we are, and then from that place, your lower chakras, which the very first one is survival, is that part of you that's patrolling the borders, you know, and it should. It's your survival. It's your reptilian brain, if you will. It's that part of you that it's not normal to relax until you check it out. So for yourself, before you enter a meditative state, you want to just recognize, where am I? Is it safe? Same thing if you're working with others. If you're going to invite someone to go into an altered state or be in a meditative state with you, it's not normal for them to do that until you say, so let's start by having a breath and just recognize and observe where you are in the moment and what's around you and who's around you. And if you aren't alone, give them once over. Look, check them out. Are you safe? All right. Because if you don't, the minute you close your eyes, you're going to be doing that anyway. So do it. Scope it out. And then when you feel ready, I want you just like to invite you just to take a breath and close your eyes. And breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, easy. Just notice what it feels like to just simply close your eyes. And for a few moments, set the intention that you're going to withdraw your awareness from the external world in the third dimension, and you're going to go inward. And you're going to allow yourself to journey, begin to tune in to your internal experience, which is just as brilliant, just as important to check in with, if not more. With eyes closed, you'll initially feel just a little bit of tension. That's normal. So what I want you to do is this time breathe in through the nose. And then as you exhale, release the tension with the sound. Ah. 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 Do that a couple of times. Ah. And then just maybe move your head side to side very gently, front to back. Maybe even lift up your shoulders a little bit. Move your spine. Just relax. And then allow your breath to become even. Just observing. And can you possibly imagine completely taking your mind off the external world and simply enjoy the experience of paying attention to your breathing? Do you notice how happy your body feels with each breath it takes? And how cathartic and cleansing it is with each exhale? Just breathe. Relax. Breathing in. And then exhaling. And can you possibly imagine as you breathe in to notice your body slipping away from your awareness and just sinking deeply into the embrace of the Mother Earth, which supports you? Breathe and allow yourself to imagine that. In whatever way occurs. Breathe. And as you exhale, can you possibly imagine that the Mother Earth embraces your physical body as her own? Surrounding it with absolute and unconditional love, which is the frequency of the Mother Earth. As your spirit surrenders and begins to gently separate and lift up into a higher frequency. Without any tension or effort, easy, occurring just as a result of breathing. Just breathe. Noticing every time you breathe in, your body is released even more deeply into unconditional love. As your spirit begins to rise, free, and to your surprise, without edges, just notice as you breathe how far can my spirit expand? Not trying. Just observing with your breath. Easy. And can you possibly imagine that in the very center of your imagining is a beautiful flame? The fire and the spark that brings your spirit into being. Can you possibly imagine being absolutely mesmerized by this beautiful flame in the heart and center of your spirit? And with your intention and your breath, the flame begins to grow. Breathe. And with it, you find yourself carried to a universe that is completely different. And yet, absolutely familiar in a way you cannot fully explain. It just feels so right. Breathe. Allowing the flame to become brighter and bigger until it's so big, even you can't see where it ends. Finding yourself, your awareness in the very center of the flame. Moving with the flame. Easy. Everything about your consciousness free, brilliant, and powerful in a way you've never imagined before or experienced, as though witnessing yourself for the very first time. Pure energy, pure spirit, pure light. Breathe. And allow yourself to be even more free. More expanded. More brilliant. And And as you breathe, observing every limitation that you've ever held falling away. Transmuted in the flame. Each limitation as it falls allows the flame to become even that much brighter. And your awareness of who you are becomes that much more clear. And you feel it that much more embodied with your breath. Breathe. And in this space and in this frequency, there's no need to do anything. And yet as you breathe, you notice that every part of you is being strengthened and nurtured. And it feels so good to simply be. In your light. With your breath. Breathe. And can you possibly imagine that you become just subtly aware that you are surrounded with beautiful, benevolent forces, too many to name? You just feel this frequency surrounding you. Just a wave of love and support unlike anything you've ever felt before. So different perhaps that you're not even sure. It's there, and yet with your breath you feel it. Breathe in this love and support. Easy. It's peaceful, nothing to do. Simply allow yourself to experience. And as you breathe and becoming aware of this wonderful frequency of love and support, where in your imagination would you like to channel this energy so that it supports your life experience? Where can all this love and support best serve you now? Just breathe. And can you possibly imagine that simply calling to mind where you need that love and support, it just begins to travel there? In service to you and in service to the divine in you and in service to the divine. Bringing through you and flowing to all creations, both present and yet to be born, Allow this energy to flow with your breath. With no effort on your part, simply observing and allowing, as the loving universe does what it does, you just becoming aware, perhaps for the first time, as you breathe. And can you possibly imagine as you breathe that all attachment to beliefs and habits, things, people, ideas that does not honor and serve your most beautiful spirit in present time, you can simply release and have it transformed for you. With the support and help of this benevolent universe, by simply breathing and letting go with your breath. Observing as though having, recognizing this for the first time. Just surrendering and allowing all the energy you keep attached to you to transform into new frequency, new energy that will actually serve you instead of hinder your experience, as you simply breathe. Breathe. And can you imagine that this beautiful light that you are in begins to shift and change and take on color, bathing you in the most beautiful colors that you can possibly imagine. As the colors wash over and through you, new gifts are activated, things that have been dormant in you, and old woundings are transformed. And the colors change. Strengthening awareness of who you are and releasing, washing away all that you are not with your breath. Breathe. Bathing in colorful lights, frequencies, vibrations unique to you. Perhaps colors you have never even seen or experienced before. Activating in you all that is authentic and true. And releasing all that is not true of you. With your breath. Simply observing as this is done for you. In service to your divinity and in service to the divine source of all light. Beautiful, beautiful benevolent spirit guides, helpers, teachers, masters, loved ones. Recalibrating your energy and vibration back to absolute and unconditional love. As you simply breathe and rest, surrender and allow. Can you possibly imagine these colors begin to swirl together and surround you until they become a brilliant flame? Your essence in the very center of the flame. Golden white light. A beautiful frequency. Powerful, loving, and free of all that is not you, not of your true spirit. And breathe. Can you imagine this beautiful flame beginning to now meet your physical body, which has been surrendered back to you by Mother Earth? Purified, cleansed, grounded, nurtured, and so honored to serve your spirit, your expression, your creations. With your breath, allow the spirit and the flame of your God self to center in the very center of your heart, bringing light into the body. With your breath, filling every cell with this holy light. Within each cell, another heart that reflects the central heart of your spirit, radiating outward peace. Can you possibly imagine that your physical body is so happy to embrace your spirit? So happy to serve you in every way. Purified and resonating with the frequency of unconditional love, which is worthy of your spirit. Embraces and envelopes you with your breath. Breathe. Gently bringing your awareness back to the physical dimension of your physical body, yet aware of the subtle realms of light and love all around, in service to your divine spirit and in service to the Godhead, creator and source of all life, present and available. Breathe. Relaxed. Grounded. Peaceful. And present. Give thanks to the Holy Mother and Holy Father and the Holy Spirit embodied in you with your breath. And in full possession of your holy light, sweet spirit embodied and purified, form the physical body that serves and loves you unconditionally. Bring your attention back to whatever is supporting you. Place your hands gently together and rub your palms back and forth, allowing the energy to flow from hand to heart to hand back to heart. Very gently place your hands now over your heart space, sealing in the beautiful light that you are. Breathe. Allow your hands now to gently rest over your eyes, knowing that your eyes are filled with light from within, and that is the light within that gives you the power to see. Behind the palms, open your eyes gently to meet the light of the world. Gently separating your fingers, coming back to the moment. Back to present time. And breathe. And very gently reorient yourself in the third dimension by looking around, noticing what you see, continuing to breathe, feeling your light, feeling your power. Re-enter this space by bringing the edges of your lips up to your ears and saying, ah. And so it is, and it is done. Now I'd like for you to just sit in this space for another few minutes, eyes open or closed. But this is a space now where we can be informed. Just be present with your breath. If there's any situation that troubles you, any creation that calls to you, any relationship that speaks to you, any longing that is present in you, any scenario, bring it to mind and just sit with your breath and let yourself just be informed. Don't look for thought or emotion. Simply breathe and be an open vessel. Just wait. Knowing that if wisdom comes through, so be it, and if it doesn't, that you now have cleared the channel for it to come through. Just trust. Sit for a few minutes in this state of receptive listening. Trust. being aware more of feeling and vibration than necessarily looking for words. And mostly letting yourself feel the support of the universe. And allowing for that to move in. Learning to let go of things. Releasing your mind's attachment, your emotions' struggle. Just release. And create space. Just let go and create space for new influences to come in. Create space and be okay with that unknown opening, knowing full well that it is being attended to. It is being worked on. It is being improved on your behalf if you can simply release that attachment and be for a moment or two in the unknown. So with your breath, release all attachment and come back into the moment in a state of willingness to be in the unknown. Beautiful. Breathe. Having done this internal work, I now invite you to maybe go for a walk outside, really notice and connect with nature, not like you're looking at it like you look at animals in the zoo, but that it's part of you. It's moving, you're part of nature, nature's part of you. And practice feeling connected to all things. And practice being receptive to being informed. Maybe a 10-minute walk, just as you walk, to be informed. Because intuition doesn't always come as an instant feedback system. Sometimes guidance comes when you're in movement, in motion, and you're just out in an open, receptive state. So let's just end this lesson with the idea that practicing being in an open, receptive state, a place of inner listening that isn't talking and isn't summarizing and isn't coming up with all the answers, but just is waiting for guidance, waiting to be shown, waiting to be informed, waiting to receive. So that will put you in kind of the flow of intuition. So it's not here and there, but it's a constant. And keep that idea of being surrounded by this beautiful sacred space that is crystal clear. And all frequency that matches what is your true and authentic nature will come in. And anything that doesn't resonate with your true authentic nature won't be capable of bypassing the frequency of protection that you've created around you. It's just dissonant. So you can imagine it's like if you're a clear satellite, the AM signals aren't going to come in. Even the FM signals. Only the pure signals from satellite. So your frequency will only allow and connect with the frequencies that match. What'll happen is you'll find intuition gets into a very quick flow, as does your capacity to create, as struggle becomes far less and less and less a part of your daily experience. So breathe. Excellent. Now, we're going to be back here at 2 for class, but Mary has just generously offered to teach again at 1:15 until 2. So for those of you who want, again, to set yourselves in the right frame of mind, in the best frame of mind and body for learning this afternoon and make your body happy, come to yoga in 45 minutes and just experience. As we learn to move our bodies in new ways, we also open up our consciousness and our heart in new ways. So they go together. So if you're inclined to say no, say yes. Okay. And I'll be back with Shamrock and Deborah at 2. Okay. It's a perfect morning.